In the past 2 years, Hong Kong has been hit by unprecedented political changes and the pandemic. Some people have chosen to move abroad with their entire families. Many cross-border students have been unable to travel to Hong Kong for school due to the pandemic. So, they have simply transferred to schools in Shenzhen. Many mainland parents originally intending to arrange for their children to begin primary one in Hong Kong have ultimately given up the idea. When classes resumed in the new school year, the numbers of students in many primary and secondary schools decreased. The situation has been the most serious in North District, where there are a relatively large number of cross-border students in the past. According to the Education Bureau, the number of primary one classes in public primary schools in Hong Kong in the new school year has reduced drastically by at least 55 from the previous school year. As time passes, the shortfall in the student intake will spread to secondary schools in 6 years. In addition, Hong Kong's fertility rate dropped sharply last year. It can be extrapolated that the number of children beginning primary one in 2026 will very likely decline, thus forming another shortfall. The authorities need to plan early to help school sponsoring bodies, secondary schools, and primary schools cope with such difficult times. As for whether to reduce classes and close down schools on a large scale, careful consideration will be necessary. One must not act rashly.